Now it's time to join Hardeep Singh Kohli as he travels to Lancashire for this week's Sunday Lunch.
For my Sunday lunch this week, I've come to what is a very beautiful valley in the Lancashire countryside. Just shades of green, a beautiful skyline, gently undulating hills, and the wind gently whistling through the trees. So Pendle Hill is up there behind me, home of the Pendle Witches, but I won't be going to visit them, no, because I've come to a gathering place for walkers and cyclists. It looks like a kind of slightly run-down church hall, and I can see a sign. It says Nelson ILP, which stands for Independent Labour Party, Clarion Tea Room, Socialism Our Hope. But this is no ordinary tea room, and I brought a picnic with me, which I'm going to share with some of the volunteers who keep this unique place going. Now, it's interesting to note that Nelson used to be called Little Moscow, which ties in with the notion of socialism, our hope. Well, I hope the socialists have put the kettle on, because I'm a bit cold.
Hi, Sue.
How are you? It's quite a chilly morning, isn't it?
It is, a bit.
Can I ask you to introduce yourselves?
I'm Carol Hopkins.
Carol, what do you do here, Carol?
I'm the secretary of the Independent Labour Party Land Society.
Lovely. And what brings you to Clarion House?
Love for the beauty of the place and its history.
It is very beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
Sir?
Good morning.
Your name is?
Jack Barrows.
And what brings you to Clarion House, sir?
My mother was here at the opening 100 years ago. My grandfather was there at the original Clarion. It's a family thing, really.
Actually, you've got a couple of Clarion badges on. That's very nice.
Yes, the top one, the red one, is the Clarion, this Clarion, and the bottom one is the Clarion Cycling Club.
I didn't see you coming on the bike today, but this young lady here, she did come in on a bike. What's your name?
I'm Sue Nike.
Sue, and what's your relation to Clarion House?
I'm chair of the Independent Labour Party Land Society.
What brings you here? On a chilly morning like this, wouldn't you rather be in bed?
No, I've already been out with my dog, but it's such a beautiful place and I'm very committed to the founding members of the ILP and I'm the future.
Here's a man that seems to know a lot about the future. What's your name, sir?
Ken Hartley.
Ken, I noticed you were the first to get here on your bike.
Certainly was. I've been coming here with my club and cyclists, what, for 60 years possibly. But I fell in love with this place maybe 20 years ago.
Well, can I just say, when I came here, I looked at that beautiful view there. I hadn't realised one thing was missing. And I've just worked out what that one thing that's missing is.
It's your
accent, sir. Your accent and that view somehow.
Right. We fit into this.
Well, actually, there's one more thing missing, which would be a nice hot cup of tea. So I suggest we get inside and have a nice hot cup of tea.
Good man.
Well, here we are in what I was hoping to be the warmth of the inside, but apparently the fire is yet to be lit. It's a little bit like somebody's house and a community hall at the same time, because there's a wee cupboard, a wee glass-fronted cupboard, the sort of thing my mum would have, filled full of crockery and pamphlets lying about and some cricket bats. And inside the main room, follow me. Ah, now this suggests the Independent Labour Party. It's a beautiful stained glass with ILP in the middle, kind of red as you'd expect, and beautiful kind of greens and blues around it, kind of leaded window, quite large, and a banner, sort of thing you might see at a union march, Workers of the World Unite. And over there's a hatchery, with, I imagine, I'm hoping the tea will be coming out of shortly. And if I'm not mistaken, that's a wee portrait of Keir Hardie. Well, my beard is nearly as fine as his, but I've done very little for the welfare of society. It's charm personified, this place. You've done this before, Kim?
Yeah, that's you hear it roaring now, eh?
That sounds to me like a successful fire, sir.
It certainly is.
So, Jack, are you the same Jack Burrows as I see, whose name is attached to an article above the fire?
Yes, I am, but I suppose I might be classed as the historian in this party because my grandfather was a founder of the Independent Labour Party in Nelson, and we're proud because it was formed the year before the ILP was found nationally in Bradford.
So you were ahead of the game here?
We were ahead of the game, and we always have been in Nelson regarding many socialist things.
So what was the connection between this and the Independent Labour Party?
Well, the ILP was found in 1891. in Nelson and progressed quite quickly and get a lot of members in. And in about 1899, my grandfather and a few others decided to rent a house out in the country away from the smoke. And in 1912, they wanted to buy their own property. And the Nelson Weavers Association lent us £350, and this place was bought new. And it is, as you say, exactly as it was then. The room we're sitting in with the long tables is just as it was. I was brought here 82 years ago, before my first birthday. My mother was across at the original Clarion House in 1899, before her first birthday.
So this place is not only... is this in your blood? I suppose your blood is in this place.
Well, it is. In our house early on, everything was ILP and Clarion House. We were here almost every weekend. My parents did turns about once a month.
And in those, what do you mean they did turns?
Ah, well, as you've seen, the people behind the bar, our helpers, make the tea, sell all the various sweets on the counter. But in far-off days, we didn't have two behind the bar, we had four, and possibly more, because so many people came.
What's the actual function of the house?
Well, the function is to help people enjoy the countryside. Originally, it was also a political talk shop, but now it's sheer friendship. People come, and as you can see, the long tables, if they sit down to have their tea, they've got to sit with someone else and discuss things in general.
Ken, tell me, you're an expert at making a fire. You mentioned you'd work in the mills. Mm-hmm. I suppose looking out over the Lancashire countryside now, it's a very different view now than it might have been 60 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It's changed colossally. Every time you rode over a moor, you looked down into Darwen or into Burnley, it was a mass of mill chimneys. If you walked through the heather on Darwen Moors, for instance, you'd have sulphur and soot on your ankles. And it wasn't till possibly 1950s, the Clean Air Act, made us appreciate what we could see that you could never see before because of the soot and the smoke.
I suppose that in those days, a place like this, its function in society would be very different.
It was just a haven. And what's so special about it at the moment now is that for the cycling clubs and walking clubs, you're not allowed to take sandwiches in a cafe any longer. But here, you can still take your butties in.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me, Jack, when the mill life and kind of the industrial six-day-a-week life in this part of the world was at its height, how many places like Clarion House would there have been?
In about 1914, there were 800 ILP branches throughout the country. And in this area alone, Burnley, Nelson and Corn had their own Clarion Houses. So if you try to work out how many Clarions belonging to the ILP there would be around the country, there must have been scores and scores. Now, this is the very last one. The Second World War did change things and people had a different attitude to life after the war. And in fact, this place very, very nearly closed in 1970s. And local walkers and cyclists who couldn't bear to see it closed, they came in and helped behind the bar and volunteered to keep it going.
The fact that this, you know, 100 years old, this is the last remaining Clarion House is quite a chilling thought in a way when you consider the importance places like this had to not just a political movement but actually the daily life of people. So this is the kitchen, the famous Clarion kitchen. What's the function of tea? Because tea is a word that's appeared quite a lot of the legend around Clarion House.
Well, it's a working class drink, isn't it, really? Most people who used to come here were socialists, and socialism our future, that's our motto, isn't it? We might be idealistic, we might think it's not achievable, but we still believe in it, and we still try and live to that aim, really.
And so socialism requires tea?
If you're going to talk about things at length and really talk about them and really believe what you're saying, and you need to sit around a cup of tea.
Do you know why why I think tea is well disposed towards socialism, and I've genuinely thought about this through the years, right. It's because coffee tends to be served in individual cups. Right. It's poured in a pot in the kitchen and taken out.
Yeah, I see where you're coming
whereas,
from.
Whereas, I grew up with all my Irish friends in Glasgow. Everything was a pot in the centre of the table, and it was as if it was, it genuinely felt like it was a shared experience.
Communal, yeah.
Communal. if you let me, yeah. I might make you some special tea later.
Okay. I'm just going to brew up.
I used to have a mug like this.
Most people who come here come on their bikes or walk, and when they get here, they want a pint of tea.
That's a pint of tea, is it?
That's it, yeah.
I used to, you know, when I was studying for my exams, I used to have my tea and my coffee out of a mug like that. There's no food on the menu, really, is there? I mean, there's snacks, but there's no food.
No, because we rely on people coming because they want a cup of tea with their sandwiches.
I suppose Clarion Houses were never open more than a Sunday, were they?
No, because most of us are volunteers and we work as well. Well, we did work. Some of us have retired.
So, Sue, I'm going to let you get on and make some more tea, preferably some for me. I don't have 55p, though.
That's all right. You can have one.
See, this is such a Lancashire thing, right? You've left barely a quarter of an inch for any milk in there.
I think I helped myself.
Should we go back and have a wee sit down in the room? Is that your tea? Do you want a cup of tea? Are you all right? You got a cup of tea?
I'm okay, thank you.
I've got my pint of tea now.
I've got mine.
So we're back in the main room, and I'm rather aptly facing the Independent Labour Party stained glass. It's beginning to get a bit busy, isn't it?
Starting, it will.
We're doing about an hour.
Carol, what's your role, your position at Clarion House and your history?
Well, I'm the secretary of the Land Society, which owns and runs the Clarion House. I came in the early 80s out of a political conviction, and quite simply, I love the place. I do believe in an equal and just society. And the fact that people can work cooperatively together and build better societies. And I think that's, in a small way, what we do here. We work cooperatively. And while not everybody who comes to the house holds socialist beliefs, they're all welcome, and we're here as an example.
What about you, Sue? What's your history with this place?
Member of the Labour Party, member of the ILP, Nelson. As a Labour Party branch in Nelson, we supported one of the Nottingham miners' pits, and we had coach loads of people from Clipston used to come here in the miners' strike.
See, it's interesting. Both you and Carolyn asked you about your links to this place. They've both spoken very eloquently about politics,
yeah. But
not as people, not as individuals. You've spoken as... members of a cooperative.
Yeah, and political background. But, I used to walk over here with my children, cycle over here with my children when they were young, and it was a great place to come for discussion and just friendship, really.
See, it's interesting, if I can open up to the wider group, whatever else one thinks, whatever else one may believe politically, places like Clarion House are very much markers of our social history. And I wonder how important the politics is to the people that come here, to the cyclists and the walkers. Is it a part of why they come here, or is this just a nice place you can bring you?
I think for some people it is. For others it isn't. That doesn't matter. What does matter is that we're still here. The message is still here.
Most people are pleased to come and have a talk about what we believe in and what they want to believe in.
Some of them politely tolerate us.
Yeah, but they like the tea, don't they?
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
All roads seem to lead to the tea.
They certainly do, yeah.
But see, it's interesting, because I've lived through, politically, Tony Blair getting rid of Clause 4 and effectively the death knell of socialism. And for many...
Well...
This is really just the museum, actually, isn't it?
No. See, all that stuff that's in the media, it's a bit of a smokescreen. What they forget is there's a whole groundswell underneath of people who feel that society is not equal enough and isn't fair.
Yeah, but there's
they believe it should be.
But Sue, there's only enough of them for one clarion house to be remaining. There can't be a groundswell. If it was a groundswell, they'd be back to the numbers of clarion houses there were. People are too concerned about putting food on their table every week and paying their mortgages every month. Politics.
So are we.
Yeah, but politics is an indulgence these days. People don't have time.
It's rubbish.
For politics, do they?
Yeah.
Well, where are the clarion houses then?
Well, this one's still going. It's enough.
So where's the groundswell? Where's the groundswell?
One's enough.
But doesn't that... But Jack, you must feel that way.
I know what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying, Ken, don't you?
I know what you're saying. I'll tell you where the clarion houses are of the future. It's in cyberspace. The present generation is sitting on their bums playing with that screen and talking to each other. And they'll still have the problems, maybe lesser than our generation had, and they'll solve them that way. I don't want to have any part of it. As long as there's a clarion house or its equivalent anywhere else, that'll do for me. I throw my computer away for what it's worth. But
Jack, you must understand what I'm saying. In a way, this, and I don't mean it disrespectfully, but this is a beautiful slice of Lancashire social history, a beautiful slice of socialism as was. Quite how this applies to 2012, I'm not sure.
Very difficult, you see. I'm really seeped in the history of the place. I mean, I'm reading and not remembering when Keir Hardie came down. He came down here three times before he died, before 1915. Snowden was here every other week before he fell out with the majority of people. I remember how Nelson Council was one of the first socialist councils in the country. We had the first old people's housing, but it's all gone. I'm afraid now it's all history.
But, Carol, where is the future? What is the future for places like for Clarion House?
I think what is important is that this place is still here. Yes, we're the last one. We've got committed people here, and I think we will continue on well into the future, and we'll still be a little beacon of socialism in another 100 years' time.
Sue, you were very kind to make me a lovely pint of tea. So in return for the group,
yeah.
I'm going to make a specialty I alluded to earlier on, but I need your help, so will you come and join me in kitchen area?
In kitchen. Oh, you're not doing some
accent. Have you got a pot for me there?
There's a smaller one here, what does? Do you want the big one?
Nope, small one, great.
Okay. Shall I warm it a minute? Oh, it's ginger. I love ginger.
Do you like ginger?
I do.
That's
like
a good sign then.
I do love ginger.
There'll be plenty in here.
My favourite tea in the morning.
Can you put some of your lovely tea in there?
Ordinary
that
tea
pot
in
here?
There.
Yeah. Chopped up in a nice dice. Now, can you open that up for me, Sue? Can you do what they are?
The cardamom pods.
Oh, you're a well traveled woman, aren't you?
I love it.
You've been a parent, obviously.
Yeah.
Must be quite difficult on a Sunday to kind of take time. It's a traditional family day, but you come up here.
Yeah, but you work your way around things like that, don't you, when you want to do something special?
And why are you so committed to this? Why are you so keen to do this?
I'm a political junkie, really. Anything political I'm interested in, but I believe in putting it into practice. It's no good just talking about it. You've got to do it, haven't you?
And is the rest of your life kind of full of stuff like this?
Yeah. I'm committed. Well, I should be committed. Is that what you're going to say?
No, well, I was thinking it. I was never going to say it. Now that's your cardamom. Can you smell that?
It's fantastic. Oh, it's quite nice.
Oh, you're surprised, aren't you?
Too much sugar, but it's okay.
Is it too much sugar?
Yeah, no, it's for me.
Too much sugar?
No.
Because normally what you do is you boil that all up. So you boil the ginger and the cardamom.
And the flavour comes out of the cardamom more, won't it? Yeah.
So I've come outside. It's the sun's out, but it's not that much warmer, is it, Carol?
Not really, no.
Have we selected a table where we might have our... That one over there?
Yes, come over to this table here.
I've brought my socialist red... tablecloth. Anyone like some cardamom and ginger tea? Sue can tell you it's delicious. It may not be to everyone's taste.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Fair enough.
Mainly because I've had so many drinks this morning.
Sit me down then. Now, what have you brought? Talk me through what you've got. What this is called the Jacob's Join, is it?
That's
Yes, when everybody brings something to contribute to the feast, that's a good sign.
Yeah, see, this looks quietly impressive. Is that a crumble?
It's blackberry and apple crumble.
Are these your own fruits or did you buy them in the supermarket?
No.
You've grown them?
Yeah.
I can't wait to taste that. Yeah. Nice sandwiches, cheese and onion sandwiches.
Lancashire cheese and red onion in oat bread.
My favourite sandwiches. This is a very splendid looking pie. What's that?
It's a pork pie. Lattice window, they call it, but fantastic. We used to call it church window.
Church window pie. Well, there could be nothing holier than a lovely pork pie. And I've brought some Chorley cakes.
Oh.
Some Grenfield award-winning crumbly Lancashire cheese. And a lovely French. Because obviously they revolted in the interests of socialism. So I thought it would be only good, right and proper, to bring a French loaf with me. So tell me, how does the Jacobs join work? We all share things or we just eat our own?
It gets put on the table and everybody helps themselves.
Perfect. I'm definitely going to be helping myself for your pork pie. I think we may have duplicate cheeses, Carol, don't you think?
I think so. Thank you.
Would you like a bit of bread there, Jack? Down at the
yes, bottom? I will. Thank you.
Help yourself to the cheese. Now, sort of spoken as individuals, but there's very much a kind of group dynamic between the four of you. You're kind of relationships that are sort of separate from the group thing, if you know what I mean.
Well, yes. We're mates, aren't we, really?
Yeah.
We see each other very regularly. Yeah, that's a good
word. We're comrades.
Do you see each other outside of Clarion House?
No, only if you're passing.
I see Sue quite a bit because we share other interests.
We're on a nursery governing body.
I suppose I'm the foreigner. I'm from Blackburn, so that 10 miles away, isn't it?
Yeah. But you're not alone in the cyclists that come, because they come from all over, don't they?
But when you get to our age, the same as Ken, all my friends from cycling club days are dying off.
Yeah.
Is there a link between cycling and socialism?
Ah.
It was, very much so.
There's the Clarion Friendship Athletic and Cycling Club, and that was formed by Blatchford, who produced the Clarion paper in the 1890s and beyond.
It was delivered by cyclists, was it not?
It was, all around the country. But all the Clarion clubs in the various towns, Clarion Friendship clubs, they've all gone now. And the Clarion Cycling Club is the only activity left from the Clarion Friendship and Athletic Club.
Now, can I ask about the ownership of the house? Because it's quite difficult to express how utterly beautiful it is around here, and I imagine the property around here is quite highly sought after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who owns Clarion House?
We all do. We've all got a share, and nobody's allowed to have more than one
share.
So we're like a cooperative, aren't we, Carol, really?
So how many shareholders are there?
There's 33.
And how do you become a shareholder?
I was appointed. I felt absolutely honoured when they asked me if I'd like to be a shareholder.
You have to be committed to the aims of the...
Oh, yeah.
Of the,
and it was fairly special to me to be asked.
The Land Society is the organisation that owns the house, and we hold it in trust for the future.
I mean, Jack mentions you nearly lost the house in the 70s.
Yeah.
What happened then?
I think it was because the members of the Land Society were getting older and they didn't have any younger members coming in. That's changed, fortunately, because when I joined back in the early 80s, me and Sue and others, we were the younger generation. Now we're getting on a bit and we're looking to recruit younger members for the future.
You see, there is something very idyllic about this place. I wonder what Clarion House means to, you know, some 23-year-old mixed-race kid down the road in Burnley or Blackburn who's unemployed, who's grown up in a life where politics are a different scenario. What does this, and how can this apply to them?
Just because they're that age doesn't mean so they don't want to see a more just society. The further we can spread the message of what we stand for, the more people we can reach, the more we can include them, and everybody's very welcome. But when you're that age, you've got other things on your mind, haven't you? So only 23.
Isn't that your challenge, in a sense?
Reaching out for the next generation?
Yeah,
it is,
I mean, it's been a constant stream of people since we've sat down here.
Oh, you haven't seen anything yet.
Let me ask you this. Is you know, four shareholders of the 33. Have you ever considered selling the house? Because I imagine looking around,
no.
You'd get a pretty penny for it.
Never.
Is it right?
But if you came to it, it would have to be down to the last few remaining members, wouldn't it?
And oh, yeah.
They'd probably fall.
But I understood it that if one shareholder said no, it couldn't be sold.
No.
Pity that, yeah. Because I think that would be good. It'd be over my dead body, that's for sure.
Over your dead body is quite a strong way of being opposed
especially
to
when I'm 81, isn't it?
Why so, again, potential selling?
Because it's in such an amazing position, and the thought of selling a place like this to somebody who's filthy rich, and they'd have to be filthy rich to buy it, that's not...
How much do you reckon it's worth?
Oh, 500,000, maybe a million, because of its situation.
You take that million and actually go into Burnley and genuinely affect a lot more people's lives and actually create genuine change, as opposed to being slightly off the beaten track and a secret.
No, it's not about money.
That would be transient. It would be a transient thing. You'd help people's lives just locally, and then they drift out of it again. And but this is something permanent. There's a permanence about this place, and we're hoping that it will be permanent.
Now, tell me, if you came back in 20 years, what would you expect to see?
Well, I'd like to think that my grandchildren were still coming here, and because the original Land Society chairman would be then their great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Oh.
Carol? I would hope that the view would stay the same.
Oh, yeah.
That there isn't any more building to spoil the countryside in front of us.
But, you know, it's been really lovely spending this Sunday lunch with you. There's only one thing left to do, and that's to go inside and have some of that lovely blackcurrant crumble.
Blackberry.
Hang it about.
I don't think this room has ever been as quiet as this in 100 years. now, I'm joined by
Janet.
Janet with the choir. So, what are you called?
The Clarion Community Choir from East Lancashire.
What song are you going to sing for us?
We're going to sing Raise Your Banners, a song by John Tams, written for the Raise Your Banners Festival called Unity.
Marvellous.
Bound together through the land, keep the spirit, keep the way.
I've just stepped outside Clarion House to reflect on this unique gathering. I can't think anywhere else this happening, people coming together on a Sunday drinking tea, and in its simplicity it's actually very beautiful. I wonder how much better this country would be if more people came together to discuss, to debate, to chat, just to socialise. I think perhaps our communities would have deeper, more substantial roots if it were to happen. I can't imagine it would, and I wonder whether it isn't something that the older generation do. Perhaps younger folk are communing via digital networks rather than cups of tea.
Raise